RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
A couple of weeks ago, it was the 30th of May, actually, here on this program at RCR, we had Ken Turner, Auckland City Councillor, on, and he was telling us, filling us in on, if you remember, the climate change modelling madness. Now, that's a really interesting story. You can go and listen to that at our replays. Just type in Ken Turner and you'll get to that. So not too long after that, Ken is back. I would say probably by popular demand. Ken Turner, thanks for coming back on RCR. Good to have you again.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, so I remember you explained that you are a mechanic by trade. You are from the west of Auckland, and we're kind of talking to you in your role as a mechanic this time. And you've informed us, and this NGO called Tilewise is what you're here to tell us about. We'll get into that in just a moment. But disposing of tyres in your business, I'm sure, has been something that's happened over many, many years. How is it traditionally done, Ken?
Well, you know, I've been in business 40 years, although my guys downstairs run the place as their own now. But, you know, for the last 30 years, we have had our tyres taken away by a company called JJ Lawton here in West Auckland. I understand they were the first in the country to set up as waste tyre recyclers. And they've done us a very efficient and very good job for that time. We just collect the tyres, store them around the back, ring them up when there's plenty here to take away, you know, when there's a truckload, and pay them X amount per tyre. At the moment, it's about $3 a tyre, and we pass that on to the customer as a disposal fee.
Yeah, and they dispose of it in the most appropriate way. I guess they
actually were the first people in New Zealand. Again, it's my understanding, and I did some research before last week before I came to speak about this. They were the first in the country to granulate tyres.
Granulate, okay.
Yep. They crunch them up and, you know, get the wire out of them and all the webbing and everything, and then get them ready for use in school playing complexes and things like that. They also right now are in the process of building I forget the right name for it. It makes a synthetic fuel. So they burn the tyres at very high temperatures without oxygen, and that produces a gas which they run a electric turbine, a gas turbine on and generate electricity.
Okay. I remember when we're driving around as kids on holidays, you go past big piles of tyres sitting out, you know, in a field somewhere. Those days are over, are they?
No, that still happens. And that is a, you know, there's a percentage of that happening. There's a percentage of them getting chucked in the bush too, you know.
Really?
When I first got into politics, which was kind of all about this sort of stuff as well, I was on a TV program we looked at all the tyres thrown into the Waitakere Ranges. And it is terrible to say that is still happening at times.
So people just rock up and sort of throw them out of the boot, do they? Is that how it works?
Well, the program I was involved with, they had a truckload going over the edge.
Oh, okay. It was that scale.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you've got to have tyres. So that's how it's been for a while. Tell us about Tilewise. Where have they suddenly sprung from? Or haven't they suddenly sprung? How long have they been around?
Well, they haven't been around long. The purpose they are supposed to, and I'm sure, you know, the purpose they've been set up is to fix what we just spoke about, is to only, they're saying now at the moment, only about 40% of all used tyres are properly handled and recycled or disposed of. And I fully understand that. But what I'm looking at is what they're putting in place. I don't believe it's practical and it's not going, I predict it's not going to fix that 60% of the problem. And I say that because of 40 years' experience in business and watching all this government intervention by people who have little practical connection to the issue, centrally located in an office with a whole lot of theoretical sort of desires, but as I say, without that practical understanding. So here at my little business, you know, the The guys said to me the other day, well, we're now paying $7 and up to $13 more for a tyre, because that's the built-in disposal fee from this TyreWise levy. And then they said, but no one's coming to get them. How do we get them to come and get them? And I said, I don't know. You know, ring our tyre people and find out. So we rang the tyre people and said, where the hell's this work? They said, well, we don't know. No one's spoken to us. So we said, well, you better come and get our tyres. We've got a whole bunch here. So we paid them to take our tyres away and deal with them how they have done. But that then left us with two tyre fees.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. And only one service.
Well, so in talking to our providers, and I, as I said, I did it again last week to check my facts, they're still not involved in the system, and they've been told, we'll get to you. In fact, they were told, oh, we didn't know you were around. So they didn't know they were around? That's what they said.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some research done into who the providers of these major providers of these services in different areas of the country are, because that's the logical pickup anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also my understanding there's only about six across the country.
Okay, so in the morning you could go through them, call them all, and sort it, you'd think.
Well, I would think so. But what really took my note was then, next thing I know, my office lady is saying, we're getting all these emails. And, so we're receiving emails as Ken Turner Motors. We're receiving emails from TyreWise telling us that we are going to have, you know, that the fee's being collected and that they're going to come to us. We have to, you know, one of the emails says, you must register with TyreWise to enable fee collection, free collection of the end of life tyres. The registration process will seek evidence of compliance with any local bylaws and consents relevant to your location, operation, including compliance with national environmental standards for outdoor storage of tyres. You must accept used tyres from your customers. Well, we always do. You will use the tyre tracking web-based application that registers the transport of the tyres, et cetera, away from your place. You may be required to supply data direct to the Ministry of the Environment and or TyreWise for auditing and compliance purposes. You know,
they want to know a lot.
Just, I've been here many times before. That's got nothing to do with making sure these extra tyres get crunched up.
What does it have to do with it?
It has to do with bureaucracy. It has to do with, and we're straying from my mechanical life into my political life and sort of what got me all tangled up in this. We're looking at how those people who have little practical understanding of what's happening at the coalface, but are sitting in front of a computer and all they can think of is another report. It's about data collection. It's about compliance. You know, in some of the emails, and we've had two or three now, they send us pictures of the new staff member who's going to be auditing the West and who's going to be auditing the North and who, you know, and all the time, my tyres, I have no idea how I'm going to get these tyres picked up for free. You know, that's
another
thing too.
So they don't offer
too.
A pickup. That's still up to you, is it? Or because you're paying per tyre, right? So
I don't know.
Crikey.
Because so what I do know is in September, at the beginning of September, right now I can charge whatever I like. I can charge the customer the two collection fees that we're both being shafted on one of them. But in September, I cannot. That will be illegal to charge a second collection fee. So what will happen in September, if nothing changes from today, the people will pay extra money when they purchase the tyre. There'll be a built-in collection cost. I won't have them collected. I'll pay my normal provider to collect them and take away and dispose them, and I'll absorb that fee. Suppose, you know, I'll have to. So my point again is, what's this got to do? I can't see how this is going to get more tyres into the correct places for disposal.
Sort of sounds like a bit of a shakedown. Is this the Ministry of the Environment? Who is the appropriate government area for this? Outsourcing some kind of policy to a created NGO, which, according to the figures that I'm looking at in front of me, add up all those tyres, and already the scheme is receiving, I can't believe I'm about to say this, $65 million. Am I right, Ken? $65 million?
Yeah, well, there's about 6.5 million secondhand tyres or new tyres sold in New Zealand every year, and the car tyre, the domestic car range of tyres is a big portion of that. Now here, the ones we sell got between $6.65 tax included and $13.65 tax included, added to the price of each tyre. That's how much the price of new tyres have gone up by. And so if you, I've done the figures, I checked a few things a while ago. If you just take the number of tyres that are supposed to be in the environment each year that have finished their life, that works out $65 million.
So who's behind the NGO? Because that suggests it's not government, non-government organisation.
No, it was set up. It's been set up. Look, I don't know. What I did find out the other day was that this debate of what we do with our secondhand tyres has been going on for 15 years. And sort of there were so many problems with it that it didn't get traction. And then all of a sudden it jumped into life 12 months ago and is now, you know, out there for us to comply with. But that's my problem. You know, as a Warrant of Fitness Inspector, we went through a period where we had to be ISO accredited, ISO 9000 accredited. I was actually a director of a company in Wellington called MotorSafe, which was half owned by the government and half owned by the trades. And the Vehicle Service Federation that I was the deputy chair of, we had a small ownership of this thing. It was purely a compliancing business to make sure that people were doing their warrant of fitnesses properly. I think the fact that that business is dead and gone tells you the whole story, and certainly the ISO part of the warrant of fitness regulations and monitoring has gone too. So I've been well experienced in trying to put together academic actions, which, you know, they tell you, oh, this will get rid of the cowboys and this will make sure the tyres don't go over the cliffs and this will do this and this will do that. I haven't seen it do it in my lifetime. And right now, what this is doing is it's taking money for nothing. I can see already, I can see through the smoke and mirrors, the lack of organisation, the lack of pre-prepared thought. And what's unfolding in front of me is of no surprise. And where it's going, I bet you I've got my predictions right.
So if they're not collecting the tyres, if that's not part of this, then it's just vapour, isn't it, in the end?
Well, what I predict is that they've got this money stream coming in. Now they'll go out and say to my provider and others, okay, you're going to contract to us now and you're going to do it cheaper.
Right.
Because, you know, well, we're your biggest customer now. We just did a bit of sleight of hand and robbed you of all your customers, but now they're our customers and you're our provider, and we've got someone down the road who'll do it much cheaper.
Yeah, well, that's just muscling in, isn't it? Yeah, bare-faced. Yeah. That's not the role of government, or
well, let's not go there. All I'm interested in is the practicalities. Yep. That's all I'm trying to go after in everything I do, is just get some practical outcomes. You know, I've been in business 40 years and I've been through all this compliancing stuff and And as it is now, Matt, who runs the place, would spend 50% of his time behind the computer. We have a full-time and a part-time office staff behind that computer all the time. There's as many behind computers as there is on the floor.
And that's for compliance mainly, is it?
Yes, and here you have this last sentence here. You may be required to supply data directly to the Ministry of the Environment and or tyre-wise for auditing and compliance. Of what? It doesn't say tyres because it mentioned tyres further up there. You know, I got enough people looking over my shoulder telling me that, you know, you're holding that screwdriver wrong.
Yeah. Are you talking to others in the trade to see what they make of it? And what are you hearing back, if any?
I have spoken to a few, and we're all sort of in the dark. You know, one of the things I heard in my council stuff was that the government has put millions of dollars into Golden Bay Cement in Whangarei to help them use tyres to fuel their cement kilns. That's a good idea because, you know, cement is very carbon intensive because of the cooking process it goes through. So if we use tyres rather than fossil fuels, then you've still got an emission issue, but you've halved that impact. So that all sounds marvellous. Except tyres are very light, and we have to transport them all to Whangarei. And it's the sort of things that I don't see getting measured. You know, oh, we'll do this and we'll do that and we'll do this. And you say, yeah, but hang on for a minute. You want to keep trucks off the road, but now you're going to truck all our old tyres and maybe the munched up ones. You're going to truck them all to Whangarei. What have we been doing in the meantime? Is, you know, look at one of the things that was pointed out to me last week. I actually look after my tyres, and I'm actually very aware of those tyres sitting out there because they're worth $3 each to me, the bigger ones even more. When they're going to be of no value to me whatsoever, no cost to me whatsoever, you know, they're going to be taken away for free. Don't worry about those tyres anymore, Ken. It's free. Well, I've already had it pointed out to me that some of the tyre places go to a lot of trouble of condensing their tyres down to get more into the containers they put them in, et cetera, to take them away. They cut the sidewalls out of them. It's all about packing them tight. All those sorts of actions will no longer be of value to a company. So I'm not going to go to the trouble of chopping the sidewalls out and condensing them all down if it doesn't save me anything.
Yeah. This situation where you won't be able to have both those charges going at once, you'll be forced, that's forcing you into this, essentially, isn't it?
Well, the customer shouldn't have to pay twice, no more than I should have to pay.
Yeah, but if you can only charge one and there's no pickup, then...
Oh, that's right. Time's coming. You know, we know how slow all these things, all this compliancing stuff takes to move. So that's dead right. We're quick at right now, I'm paying twice to get tyres taken away just as they used to be 10 years ago. And we're keeping our pencil as sharp as we can because we want to stay in business. But the customer's, you know, arguably getting that directly or indirectly as well, I can see very shortly where this thing will be cemented in, but there'll be no, you know, I predict by the emails I've been getting that we'll have the nice smiling-looking gentleman on our doorstep checking our compliance before we get our provider back here saying, oh, I've come to get your tyres this week, but don't worry, I've already been paid.
And what's the bet the compliance audit will be strict?
Well, you know, if it's anything like the warrant of fitness rubbish we went through for years and years, where we got pinged for using a red pen to fill out some warrants because that fades quicker than a black one. And, you know, right now, even though half that stuff's gone, I have to fill out, we have a conflict of interest register. So if I do a warrant of fitness on my wife's car, I have to write down that it's a conflict of interest. I'd like to know what the conflict is.
Well, you wouldn't want your wife driving around in a car that...
Exactly. I wanted to be in the safest car, so I'd probably be more strict on that.
Yeah,
or maybe right. I should write down. I want. I can't say this. Yeah. What's the conflict? It's rubbish.
Yeah. It's like that. There's no understanding of basic human behavior.
That's correct. That's correct. And compliance. When we use this word compliance, we all know we're talking about paperwork. They'd be better off to just. To have a monitor man following the truck around, or what's unfolding in front of me, and I've sent you a few copies of a few bits and pieces. What unfolded in front is unfolding in front of me is the same old, and it hasn't worked before.
Yeah. So just defaulting to the same old again. So this is the ministry. Mainly Ministry of Environment, is that correct?
No, this is just bureaucracy.
Okay.
Trying to control from afar. But
they get the data. Potentially they get the data.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can have a go at you, mate.
You know, I don't want to digress too much, but for 26 years I had 300 pigs. I had a small pork production unit, a couple of part-time staff as another entity I did. I had my own hook, number, and sold to butcher shops in Auckland. I've been through the compliance. It was compliancing that put me out of that business.
Right.
You know, you had to keep a register on how humanely you'd managed your pigs. You know, I had to sit there each night and tick a box. Yes, I loved them today. No one was there to see my actions while I ticked that box.
No, and I hope it wasn't red pen.
But wait,
doesn't David Seymour and everyone bang on about red tape? We had Shane Jones on very recently. Again, he mentioned red tape. We've got to end red tape. This sounds like red tape to the max.
Absolutely. And what worries me the most is it's diverting $65 million of New Zealanders' money through a obscure, non-transparent NGO.
Do you think that's on purpose? Because you could make it really transparent. That would be something you could do.
Look,
right?
I don't want to believe it's on purpose, but I can't see any other reason at the moment. But that's going down another track, you know.
Yeah.
When I first got into politics, it was because I looked at what was happening and thought, what are they making these decisions for? Do they just not like people or something? What's the rationale behind this? Well, I still haven't found a rationale behind half of it. The rationale behind this is let's get 100% of tyres properly managed at their end of life, not just 40%. I fully support that.
I think anyone would, actually.
Yes, but when you look at what is fed out of some obscure office somewhere down the country that I don't even know about, and I look at how that relates to my practical situation here today, there's no connection.
All right. Well, that was interesting to find out about TireWise. Even the word, eh? Even the name TireWise.
Yeah.
Like SavingsWise, or whether we used to have back at the post office savings day with the kids. Even the name is kind of designed to say something. I don't know.
Yeah, they would have spent a bit of money designing the name.
Well, they had plenty of money to spend. So there you go.
Very good.
Ken Turner, thank you for coming back on and explaining that. I mean, if you hadn't told us, we wouldn't have known. So thank you.
Okay, man. Thank you. See you again.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.